Welcome, welcome to you all to day six of Adventure 2022. Today is World Computer Literacy Day. Did you know that? Maybe I told you yesterday. And today we also will be meeting Jade McLean. And I mentioned yesterday that she will be with us here on the peninsula until the end of next year. So are we ready for today's... Today is World Computer Literacy Day. Have you been learning some computer literacy recently? One of the best bits of self-help advice that I think I have ever heard of is a story that is told by Stephen Covey, who wrote Seven Habits of... highly influential people. And he tells the story of the man who is cutting up logs, sawing up the logs. And someone passes by, engages him in conversation and says, you know, you really need to stop and sharpen that saw. To which the response is, I don't have time to sharpen a saw. I've far too busy with all these logs to cut up. And of course, the point of the story is that sometimes we do need to step back from what we're doing in order to see that we've got the right tools and techniques in order to do it most efficiently. So maybe there are times that we need to pause, maybe away from the computer, maybe to read a book, maybe to at the computer to be looking at a few YouTube videos and find out how do I, whatever it is. I've certainly been doing a wee bit of learning over the last few days, having committed to a daily podcast. There have been one or two glitches behind the scenes and ironing all those out. And yesterday discovered that it is possible to stream directly to YouTube and Facebook. And hopefully that is happening as I speak and you listen. If you are watching this on Facebook, then do pop something into the comments and I should be able to see that. Similarly on YouTube and indeed on LinkedIn, it will be shared there as well. So a bit of learning going on there for me. And something else that I discovered recently, a wee tip that I pass on to you. If you're using an Apple device, an iPhone, an iPad, or indeed a Mac, you know about copying and pasting, that you can copy a piece of text or a picture or a file and then paste it and drop it in elsewhere. But did you know that you can copy something on a phone and then when you go paste on the iPad or indeed on a Mac, I don't use a Mac, but across Apple devices, you can copy and paste. Incredibly useful when working on, I often be writing up something on the iPad and think, oh, what, I need a bit of information. And rather than interrupting what I'm doing on the iPad, I can look it up on my phone, copy the information, and then I can go paste. And there it is on the iPad. So lots of hints and tips that we can share and together become a little more computer literate on, well, particularly this day, but always opportunities to pause and to sharpen the saw. Yesterday, I mentioned Jade McLean and told you about some services that she was organising. Earlier on today, I caught up with Jade and delighted to welcome her to Adventure 2022. Good morning, Jade. How's the weather down in Kilhoan?
It's not raining.
We better introduce you to folk that haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet. Jade is a trainee minister who's doing her probation final placement with us here on the peninsulas until the end of 2023. Jade, do you want to tell us a wee bit about how you ended up being a trainee minister?
Is answering with the word God a bit simple? I became a Christian at a Billy Graham rally years and years ago. And not long after that, I felt the call to ministry, but I avoided it. And some of you may know, avoiding what God's calling you to do is really quite an impossible thing to do. And so in 2015, I was actually diagnosed with leukemia. And just after that, I kind of made this promise to God that I would at least give it a shot. If I was supposed to be a minister, I would try it and see. And once I was better, that was the sort of thinking behind it. Never thinking I would get here, but yeah, God's got better plans than I do, obviously. So.
Thank you for sharing that. One of the things that you have been involved with us here in the peninsula, you had mentioned having a service of solace, and in yesterday's video I mentioned the confusion that ended up with some brilliance where I thought you were meaning solace, and you were thinking solas, the Gaelic for light. And Advent and the lead into Christmas, it's a time when we often think of those words from the prophet Isaiah, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. But for many, the darkness is a reality. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about why you thought it was important to set up this service of solace?
I think Christmas is wonderful, don't get me wrong. I love every moment of it, but too often I think we watch the TV and think Christmas is supposed to be this perfect event. And certainly the first one was not a perfect event in the sense that everything was wonderful and could be like in a Hallmark card. It was just a family trying to do their best in difficult situations. And at Christmas, there's a lot of us in the same boat. So when you asked me about this interview, I realised that this will be my first Christmas in 8 years where I haven't been receiving treatment for leukemia. So when you're in hospital and you're getting chemotherapy and everybody else is doing Christmas and Christmas dinner and singing carols and mixing with people and you can't, it gives Christmas a whole different light. And then sadly, last year, my father died in March. And we're coming up to the anniversary of the death of my sister. She died in December. And that was really hard. But she died on a Saturday. And I remember I had to be in church on a Sunday and just sit with my Christian family. And I think a lot of people want that. They want a time of quiet and peace and reflection. And they don't necessarily need all the hustle and bustle. And all the lights and all the having to be happy, which comes with this time of year. So I thought having these two services would give people that chance to just come and sit and be with God and be angry with God or be upset with God and remember losses. And I'm not just talking about people who have died, but this year people are really struggling financially, for example, and that can put another burden on Christmas that isn't really part of the story, but we've made it such. So just to be able to come and sit with us and be with God.
Thank you so much for sharing so much of your story and your pains and hurts and losses, but that's so very real. And I know that having shared the information about the two occasions for the service of solace on social media, so many folk around the church and the wider community have said, you know, what a lovely thing to do, and you know, there's something real and authentic about acknowledging that, you know, it's not all about happiness and joy and peace and goodwill to all, that there are the sadnesses that we want to acknowledge at this time. So remind us when are those services happening?
The first one is this Sunday at 4 o'clock in Harrickle, and the second one again is at 4 o'clock on Thursday in Ardgour.
And details of all those services and all the rest that's happening around the peninsula, you'll find if you go to peninsulachurches.org.uk, and you'll see the website there. You enjoying your time with us so far in the peninsula?
I am loving it, yeah. I think it's brilliant. There's so much to do.
Excellent. And I and all around the congregations are enjoying having you with us, Jade.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us just now, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday at a church somewhere around here.
true.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Jade. And since I was speaking to Jade earlier on today, I have in fact realised that 2nd of December today is in fact the beginning of Grief Awareness Week. And if you consult the Google, I'm sure you'll find more information around that. And it's good that there are the spaces, the opportunities to come together in the midst of all life's varied emotions, and also that we are aware that not everyone is feeling the way we do. Tomorrow is the 3rd of December, and the 3rd of December is, well, you'll find out tomorrow, and you don't want to miss tomorrow's video. 4 o'clock live on YouTube, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. Until then, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. God bless. If you've enjoyed the Adventure podcast, then please do subscribe, particularly if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do like, share, tell your friends, and continue the adventure. Tomorrow, and then on Sunday, we begin the week when we focus on peace, having lit the second Advent candle, the candle for peace. God bless you all.